Thank you for calling Arch.5. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Jeanette Rivera.
Hey, how can I help you today?
I'm looking to switch to Arch.5 from Spectrum.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you sign up for service. Could you go ahead with your service address, please?
62 Lafayette Avenue, Apartment 1, Kingston, New York, 12401.
You said apartment 1?
Yes, correct. First floor.
Okay. And what service are you interested in? We have the 1 gig and the 2 gig currently available.
So 1 gig? Okay. Yes, the 1 gig. Yes.
So $79.99, but we do have a promotion going on where you can get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Yes, the because I received this is the exclusive offer, the 1 gig for $69.99.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And are you interested in getting in the landline service, the phone service?
No landline.
Okay. And just to confirm, the address is 62 Lafayette Avenue, Apartment 1, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
Rent.
Could I get the property owner's name, please?
The property owner's name?
Mm-hmm.
Abdul Ali.
You said Ali? A-L-I?
A-L-I.
Okay, give me a moment, please. All right, and do you have his phone number by any chance?
Just one moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here with you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here with you.
Oh, okie dokie. The phone number is 845-309-0568.
Thank you. And do you know how the wires are feeding your home? Do you know if your current utility wires are through the air or underground?
Through the air? Oh, snap.
It's okay if you're not sure.
The wires, if they're through the air or underground?
Oh, yeah. They're from the telephone pole.
Oh, from the telephone pole. Through the telephone pole.
Okay, so that's through the air then. That's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Could you spell your first name for me, please?
Yes, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E.
And your last name?
R-I-V-E-R-A.
and email address you'd like us to add on file?
I'll change the, we just need it for today, but I'll change. JVR, oh my gosh, IVER at outlook.com.
Okay, so that's JV as in Victor, Rivera at outlook.com?
No, just River, no A at the end.
Okay, so it's be JVRiver at outlook.com.
Yes, correct.
One moment.
I didn't get to go to the bank. So I'll just use this and then when I go to the bank, I'll switch it.
Primary phone number?
845-332-8817.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Text would be cool. Thank you.
All right, just let me just read you a few disclosures as it relates to the text. So at our Chubb Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. So just to go over the order with you, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet service. And also just to note, you can sign up for service now, but the in-service date for your location is on November 15th. So around that date, we'll give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the address is 62 Lafayette Avenue, Apartment 1, Kingston, New York. You said you run the property, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
No, I don't own the property.
You rent the property. That's correct.
Oh, I rent the property.
And you said you wanted to do the discount for the auto paying paperless billing to get the $10 off to get it for $69.99, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Do you have your checking account or savings account handy right now?
I have to use my son's because I didn't get. I don't know why I'm explaining all that stuff to you, but have you?
Do you want to provide his? Do you have his routing and
yes.
account number with
Thank
you?
Thank you. Yeah. That's crazy. Thank you.
Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
Okay. Is this the debit card?
Oh, if you use a debit or credit card, it would only take $5 off.
Oh, it takes $5 off? Oh, okay. So you know what? I can use, I have to go to a car and get, I can use the checking account and it's in my name.
Okay. Go ahead with the routing number.
So, all right. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
It's okay.
Holy smokes. Okie dokie. Here we go. So the routing number is 221-97-126. Four.
And the account number?
150-1154-673.
Thank you. And what's the name on the account?
Excuse me?
What's
the
name?
Jeanette Rivera.
And that's a checking account, right?
Yes, correct.
You do authorize ACH direct payments?
Yes.
Okay. How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
By mail, mailing,
Okay.
promotion.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Do you know about any,
Like what?
like septic tanks?
Like what?
Septic tanks, buried wires, or you're not sure?
Septic tanks? Oh, like in the basement?
Like underground, if there is anything underground that the technicians should be aware of. It's okay, that's fine. We can get that information from the property owner. That's fine.
Sorry, this is really obvious.
So I'm gonna go ahead and read you a few disclosures, okay? All right, so at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, no problem. So, on November 15th, around that time, we'd give you a call just to set up a date and time for your installation, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No.
All right, no problem. It's my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.